You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Hello everyone, good to have you with us. Welcome along to this Masters update. Dave Kellner here in the studio with former European Tour professional and regular Sky Sports pundit Jamie Spence on the line to look ahead to the weekend of the Masters, and it promises to be a scintillating couple of rounds at Augusta. I'm looking forward to it immensely. First of all, good morning to you, Jamie.
Morning, David. Yeah, I don't know about scintillating stuff. There's only seven players under par, so 18 under last year with 28 birdies. I think the Augusta committee were keen that that didn't happen again, and they've succeeded. Mind you, it's been really blowy, hasn't it? Been really difficult conditions.
It has. The conditions have been tough. Let me spin you through the leaderboard before we look at the prices. Jordan Spieth, last year's winner, four under par at the top of the leaderboard. Rory McIlroy just one shot back. A round of the day for McIlroy yesterday with a one under par 71. Danny Lee and Scott Piercy are both two under par. Brant Snedeker, Søren Kjeldsen and Hideki Matsuyama all one under par, and just the seven players under par in the Masters 2016. And the betting here sees Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy as 2-1 joint favourites. Let's start with the defending champion Jordan Spieth, because everything was going swimmingly after three holes yesterday. He'd reached 8 under par and looked to be cruising towards a second straight green jacket, but this course bit back quickly, and Jordan Spieth got a little bit agitated out there, Jamie.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? He really showed his emotion. Yes, he was getting annoyed. He was backing off shots. I think that stretch, you know, 9, 10, 11, they're really difficult holes. I mean, we've all seen that ninth with the green perched above you. Really difficult to get close there. 11 is just so difficult. I think it's too difficult, 11. Now, when the players are purposely missing the green, you know that it's not quite right for me, but they've lengthened it by some 70 yards now, that hole. But yeah, he came a bit of a cropper, didn't he, Spieth? This first time he's been over par in 10 rounds at Augusta, but 74, you know, wasn't too bad, because the average score was just over 76, believe it or not, yesterday.
Yes, and I think Spieth was unsettled by being put on the clock as well. He's not the quickest of players, Jamie.
Well, there's a few, isn't there? I talked about in the podcast earlier in the week about Jason Day. He's not that quick either. So the world of golf is realising that it's an entertainment. People don't want to watch professional golfers. We want to watch them play golf and hit the ball. And there's got to be a time element for all players, including the great players.
Jordan Spieth 2-1. How do you assess his chance going into the weekend? Obviously, top of the leaderboard. Can he bounce back from what was? It wasn't a very disappointing round yesterday. Just shot 74, but by his lofty standards, didn't perform as well as he anticipated.
I think it was 18 one putts in his first 27 or 8 holes. There was a stat came up. You can't keep that going, and he's not playing his greatest golf, you'd have to say, but he's such a competitor and he's got such a great short game that, of course, he's a threat. But Rory's definitely playing the best golf, in my opinion. Spieth struggled with his game a little bit all year, you know, and I think that might continue over the weekend, but he loves it round here, Spieth, so you'd be stupid to count him out. But it just looks to me as if Rory's playing the better golf, but it's not just about the two of them, is it?
It's not. Rory McIlroy is in the betting at 2-1. Good round for McIlroy yesterday, because it was sort of a seesaw round early on, Jamie, but picked up birdies at 13, at 15 and 16 to put himself bang there and in that final group. McIlroy playing with Spieth as well, Jamie, which I think adds a little bit of spice to this Masters.
Yes, it's the one we're all looking forward to, obviously. And over the last 10 rounds or so they played together, Rory's definitely got the sign over Spieth. He's been well on top in terms of scoring when they play together, but obviously, this is totally different, the Saturday of a Masters. Rory's really taken a low-key approach coming into this week. He's really learnt from last year, where all that attention was on him to get that career Grand Slam, and he played in the par three, and he had Niall Horan on his bag and all that stuff. He's cut that out, and very wise, too. So he's got an old head on quite young shoulders, McIlroy. We know that, and He really looks focused and ready for this weekend to me.
He just needs to avoid that big number, doesn't he, Jamie? Because I read a stat that since 2011, no player under 50 years old at the Masters has had more double bogeys than Rory McIlroy, which I found astounding. He needs to avoid, had one yesterday, didn't he, on the fourth. He just needs to avoid that big number.
Yeah, well, they're all making doubles, aren't they? We've seen it all the first 2 days. Lots of difficult holes out there, and lots of Jason Day hitting the water on 16. Just couldn't believe it. And he trebled the hole, didn't he? Trebled 16 on day one. And so there are big numbers available there. Not worried about that so much. I think he's a far more consistent player now, Rory, than when he was here. And he shot 80 in the last round when he was leading by four about 4 years ago now. So he's a consistent player. He looks like he putted very well yesterday. He's not been putting well this year, Rory. He putted well yesterday, and that will really stand him in good stead. He's the man to beat.
You mentioned Jason Day. He's 12-1 third favourite in the market, despite being 5 shots back of leader Jordan Spieth. Jason Day, 12-1. Your pre-tournament tip, Jamie, are you still confident now?
I'm not confident, but he's not gone out much, and I think that reflects the ability of the man. Only 5 behind. So he's well in. I think anyone 5 or 6 shots back, and I think there's 22 players within 5 of the lead, they've got a really good chance. It obviously depends on what McIlroy and Spieth do, but I think it's supposed to be windy again today, so I can't see anybody shooting that 66, 65 and splitting the field. So it's going to be tight. So anyone around that 1-over par mark, like Jason Day, if he shoots 1 or 2 under and gets himself a level par 1-under mark, he's going to have a chance come Sunday, and he's still a very strong threat.
Dustin Johnson and Hideki Matsuyama are even par and 1-under respectively, and are both 16-1 in the field. Dustin Johnson, we talked about pre-tournament. Hideki Matsuyama, not so much, but he's played good golf over the first 2 days as well.
Yeah, he'd be a popular winner, wouldn't he, Matsuyama? He's a good player, Mats. He's not quick either. Dustin Johnson, how many times have we tipped him on this podcast? Maybe this is the one that he might just help him if he just lays back off the lead, you know, and has a rush at it on Sunday. He's a dangerous player, isn't he? He hits the ball so far, and he's just a major winner in the waiting. So he's a dangerous player, and he just shows how wide open this is to me.
It's 22-1 bar the front 5 in the betting. What's your overall assessment going into Saturday, Jamie?
Well, I don't think I'm going to get too carried away with Spieth and Rory. I think if either of those players shoot a 1-under par score, I think that'd be good today. I'd like them to maybe make the golf course a little bit easier today so we can see a bit more birdies. I'm not sure whether they'll do that. There's a lot of steady players, aren't there, just hovering off the leaderboard there. Danny Willett, Sergio Garcia's playing well here this week. That's great to see. And Brett Brooks Koepka, we mentioned him. He's 1-over par. I mean, unfortunately for Justin Rose, 77. Same with Paul Casey. They fell away with 77s. Shane Lowry's at even par. And your man, Bryson DeChambeau, he's two level pars. A good tip there, David.
Yeah, he's got that 7 on the last hurt his chance. He was compiling the best round yesterday, wasn't he?
Well, I only saw him hit his putt. I'm not sure what happened off the tee there. I'm presuming he just smashed it into the trees, didn't he?
Yeah, a couple of quick snap hooks left, which obviously have dented his chances badly.
Yeah, but he's still there, but it's a great experience for him. He's turning pro after this week. If I'm going to have a tip, I mean, I think Rory McIlroy just looks strong. He looks solid. He looks the most consistent. But on this course, it's dangerous. Brad Snedeker, for me, I would go each way him. He's 22-1, I believe, with William Hill.
Yeah.
Brooks Harmon tipped him at the start of the week. He's had lots of success around here without getting into that winner's jacket. So he's won many big events over there in the States. He won't be fazed, and he's sneaked under the radar, so I like his chances. Good putter.
And Jamie, you've compiled a third round 2-ball Yankee for us as well. The leading groups go out around about 7:30 this evening. Bryson DeChambeau is out at 7 o'clock, and the leaders looking forward to Jordan Spieth versus Rory McIlroy at 7:50. But you've compiled a Yankee for us on the 2-balls tonight.
A European Yankee as well.
Okay.
So, in fact, a British and Irish Yankee, because the Europeans are doing well this week, and I think I've got to follow that flow. I'm very much pro-European, and I need to get some good tipping here, Dave, for the 2-ball. So I've gone with Lee Westwood at 11-8 to beat Paul Casey. I thought Paul Casey just struggled a bit at the end of his round there. And Westwood's got so much experience and good memories here. I just feel he'll prevail in that match. The second one would be Chris Wood to beat Brooks Koepka, who we mentioned. But Wood's an underrated player and a really, really good putter. So you've got a bit of a contrast there. Koepka with his power and with his touch. The other one I think is nailed on is Shane Lowry to beat your man DeChambeau. 10-11 Shane Lowry. He won a WGC not long ago, let's not forget. He's had his ups and downs this week. He should be a lot closer to the lead, Shane Lowry, but he's still banging. I think 10-11 is a cracking price for him. And the last one, I'm going to take McIlroy at even money to beat Spieth. I think that's a good bet as well. I mean, that if you don't want to do the Yankee, do the Irish double.
Okay. That Yankee, by the way, pays a big price, 23.93-1 if you're playing it as a four-fold. Lee Westwood to beat Paul Casey, 11-8. Chris Wood to beat Brooks Koepka, 7-4. Shane Lowry to beat Bryson DeChambeau at 10-11. And Rory McIlroy, even money to beat Jordan Spieth. I hope you get 3 out of 4 on that Yankee then, and Bryson manages to pull off the upset against Shane Lowry.
Yeah, well, you never know. Hopefully we'll all win some money in the Grand National and we can reinvest it on the golf. That would be nice. But the going up there is going to be soft, isn't it?
It is. Are you having a bet?
I'm not. I've not really gambled on any horses for quite a long time. I'd be interested in watching it. I think better fancied runners to the higher in the handicaps these days. But with this ground, it's going to be treacherous. I quite fancy the Nickel second string, about number 4. I can't remember its name now. I was going to have a bet on that.
Okay.
Twist and Dave, Sam Twist and Davis was on it, but it hasn't run over the distance before.
Right. Okay. Let me grab that one up. Yeah. Wonderful Charm. That's the one,
isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful Charm each way for me.
50-1. Okay, Jamie. Well, let's hope you nail that one then.
We've got the boxing, all the Premiership, football, the golf. It's never ending today, isn't it? Rugby. What a great day sport.
Stay on the sofa, isn't it? Definitely.
Definitely.
Thank you for your company, Jamie, and we'll catch up for the final round tomorrow.
Thanks, David. Good luck, everybody.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.